From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at WhiskeyAmbitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting, you get to do your own personal barrel selection experience, and you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. Or do something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Broken Barrel, and this is their latest release of called Honey Smoke Reserva. So, building off its immensely popular Honey Smoke Rye from last year, this new offering features a Kentucky-distilled American whiskey, aged for 6 years, finished for 5 months in using 50% honey barrel staves and 50% Texas Sotol barrel staves. It's bottled at 110 proof. Approximately 1,900 bottles were available and has an SRP of $80.
Sotol, I remember this. It's like a, grows in Texas. It's kind of similar to the agave, maybe?
I think so. I can't remember.
I can't either.
Quite all the way there. But of course, the concept behind Broken Barrel is that they get their whiskeys from a lot of different places, but they really focus on the maturation side of things.
So they focus on the oak bill.
The oak bill. So they will take all these old barrels, break them apart, rebuild them, and then enter whiskey back into them, which is, of course, as we know at this point, super labor intensive.
Yes. We just break barrels.
We just break them. That's all we do. All right. Well, let's go ahead and dive in with the nose. A little bit of honey shines through.
Yeah.
You ready to get your beekeeper outfit on?
There's some honey, but it's not the most strong note. I'm kind of getting... It's got some like resemblance of an agave type spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. Some like earthy, you know, fruity kind of funky flavors that you get out of agave type spirits.
I kind of get almost like it's like a delicate flower when I'm, you literally spit that out in front of us.
Sorry.
But it truly is. It almost is like a floral type of like, I don't want to say lavender, but it is kind of like a floral type of, you just spit that out.
Sorry.
All right. On with the taste.
I really like the palate. I mean, it starts off with that honey, like honey lemon, but then you get like that nice, like burnt orange flavor, some of those like green tequila flavors on it. So it kind of tastes like a tequila finished bourbon.
You know what I really love about this is that it doesn't taste like a honey barrel.
No.
Like it doesn't taste like you just threw honey at something and mixed it in there and whatever. Like
yeah,
it
the is honey's just, very light.
It is a good anecdote to the story. It is just there to kind of be a backup player, but is not the overpowering sensation that you get with this. I think you get a good balance of the whiskey, the honey, and then the other kind of fruit notes that you just mentioned as well.
Yeah, I think if you're it almost tastes like a really good añejo tequila. So if you're into tequila, trying the whiskey, this would be a good like hybrid for you to kind of be a gateway towards the good side.
All right. Sotol coming at you here.
That's right.
So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. I really like this one. It's different. It's funky, but in a good way. So if you're a tequila lover, you know, or an añejo lover, I think this will be right up your alley.
Yeah. Very unique, very fun. And like I said, it's not that typical honey flavor profile that most people are thinking about.
Yep.
But that is a review of Broken Barrel's Honey Smoke Reserva. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Doodles.